Good afternoon. Welcome to your extended news at noon as we continue with great interviews for our second half of our hour. On the phone with me is the Butler Library. In particular, it's Margaret Hewitt, and we're going to be talking about the Professional Resource Center that was just launched. So first of all, welcome, Margaret. Nice to have you on the phone with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, before we get into the Professional Resource Center, let me ask you a little bit about the library. How are you doing there at the Butler Library right now?
We're doing okay. We are open, although our hours are a little bit limited and our services aren't quite back to normal. For information about that, you can check our website, but typically you can come in and browse for a book as normal. We ask that you try to schedule a computer appointment ahead because we have limited the number of computers to be social distanced. And we are open a shorter number of hours per week. So typically Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're here from 10 until 4. Tuesday and Thursday from noon until 6 if you need some evening hours. And then on Saturdays, we're open in the morning from 9 to 12.
Are you scheduling any other part of the library? And the reason I ask that is I'm one of those people that would love to just come in and use my laptop, you know, connect to your Wi-Fi, just needing someplace else to work but quiet. And so
yeah,
the library was great. Do you have to schedule things like that out anymore?
We are scheduling research appointments in the genealogy department. Unfortunately, in terms of coming in to study or work, we don't have that available right now. We really, and this is under guidelines from the Commonwealth libraries, really trying to limit the amount of time that people are hanging out. Although right now with the weather being as gorgeous as it is, if you want to come sit outside in some of the benches that we've got, you can pick up the Wi-Fi. But right now we don't have any inside workspace available.
And it's hard to determine what's going to happen when we hit the fall and winter when it's colder and people want to come in.
It's you know, something that we continue to keep an eye on and evaluate.
Yeah, so we'll probably have another conversation with you prior to that and see where we are at that time to see what your plans are. But so recently you just announced that you have launched this Professional Resource Center. So first of all, explain to people what this is.
So the Professional Resource Center is a new section of our website, and it is something that we were able to create. We were awarded funding through a program called Libraries Lead with Digital Skills, and that is a collaborative program being put together by the American Library Association, the Public Library Association, and Google. And so this is a way for us to expand our interaction and our training opportunities that we offer to the public, especially right now where everyone is working from home, doing school from home, learning to interact on these digital interfaces. This is really a chance for us to offer tools for free to help people strengthen their digital skills.
And I'm glad you did this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you say learning the digital skills, are you talking about like the Zoom meetings and the Google Meets and, you know, how we have to interact with each other online?
Yeah, so some of that, and then a lot of it is, you know, online job applications, online interviews, even through, you know, that Zoom interface, and then getting people comfortable with, you know, online job search, with strengthening their computer skills so that they feel confident to even jump into things like those Zoom calls.
And I'm not sure if you'd be the one to answer this. I'll ask you it anyway, but it may be something you do investigate on your website with the Professional Resource Center. But when people are applying for jobs, that has changed so much since when I first started working. You know, that happens for every generation. It just seems like things change. But it's changed a lot where you're searching online and not necessarily sending a resume in the mail anymore. Do you find
exactly.
that?
Exactly, yeah. So and that is when we are functioning sort of normally as the library. That is one of the most common questions that we get in our reference department is folks needing help with the online job search and job application process. That's something that, you know, spans all kinds of ages and, you know, work demographics. And our applying for this Grow with Google initiative actually was inspired by one of the virtual programs that we did while the libraries were all shut down. So while we were working from home, we actually developed a video series geared towards job seekers, and you can find that both on our Facebook page and on the new PRC site and on our YouTube page. So our library staff recorded a series of videos geared towards knowing where there are good places to look for jobs online, how to write a resume, how to write a cover letter, and then some interview skills and tips. And then once we found out about this funding initiative through the libraries and Grow with Google, we thought what a great way to continue to piggyback on that and expand what we can do for the public.
And of course, folks, I would dive into those videos quite a bit, but of what I understand, I mean, computers are now going through the resumes and then the humans are getting their eyes on it. So if you don't have like specific words in your cover letters or resumes, then the computer doesn't pick that up.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we cover in that video series that we produced is, you know, tailoring your resume to the job description so that you are going to get in front of that hiring manager.
Yeah, it's just totally different, totally different. So did you have to build this from the ground up? Did you get the funding and had to grow it from nothing? Or did you have a template, in a sense, from Google that said, here, you can use this kind of style?
So we built this from the ground up. So there was a lot of flexibility of the type of programming that we could do, which was really helpful that we could create something that we thought would be most beneficial for our community here. So some participants are doing just one-off programming events, you know, where they have someone come in and do a speech or a series like that. But we wanted something that was going to be more sustainable and that we can continue to add resources to, continue to make more video series. And hopefully, once things are a little more back to normal, we can start offering in-person programming with it as well.
If you build it from the ground up, as you just indicated, how did you make it specific to Butler's needs? Because, of course, each town in the country is a little different from the other.
Oh, of course. So one thing we're doing right now, so there's three main sections on the PRC site. The first links to the Grow with Google initiative, and we've recorded introductory videos for all of the main parts of that. And this Google Suite, they're all free tools that you can use online. And what's also really helpful is you do not need a library card to access any of that information. So it really is open to everybody in the community. And we've got different sections geared towards students and educators. There's sections for people who are on the job market. And then there are sections for people who own a small business, are looking to start a small business, or have a startup. So we see the wide, wide range of people come in and use the library. You know, everyone from students who need homework help to job seekers to people who are looking for community connections. So we really thought that this would help us reach all of our patrons.
And I have information in front of me. You also say this is also for business owners. Why is this for business owners and entrepreneurs as well?
So there's a great feature in there called Primer, which is an app that you can download for free. And there are really short, like 5-minute skill building videos in there. So they cover everything from marketing skills to social media to customer service. So it's really geared towards helping you strengthen your business, helping you strengthen the web presence of your business, and getting more comfortable in that realm.
Some folks do shy away from the web presence. Some folks shy away from social media aspects of the world as well. And how important are both to one's business?
They are so important and increasingly so. I know just in the last couple of months, while everyone has been adjusting to the things going on this year, that often folks are looking to reach out, you know, through a message to a Facebook page, through an email to a company, rather than being able to come in person. So knowing that you've got those customers and that community out there is really going to be helpful.
Does it teach you social media? The Professional Resource Center, we're talking with Margaret with the Butler Library about the Professional Resource Center. And this is something online, folks, that you can use, business owners, educators, job seekers, entrepreneurs, community members. You can just get on this and use this. When we're talking about social media, does this resource center teach us about social media and how to use it?
Yeah, so if you get on there and dig into the Grow with Google suite, that's where some of those lessons can be found in terms of you know, visual marketing and using social media. That's also in the future for future video series and programs that the library would like to produce ourselves, is talking about having that social media presence and using it as a way to interact with customers and the public.
Now, where do we go online? Do we use the Butler Library's website and go from there, or is it a separate link?
So If you go to our website, which is butlerlibrary.info/PRC, and you can also just find it linked from the e-resources section of our website.
You mentioned that we did not have to have a library card, but is there a sign-up or a registration that will automatically remember where we were and where we'd like to go next, or do you just get on every time as a fresh user?
It completely depends on the resource. If it is one of the sections, the digital skills growing with Google, that you just jump on and go to the section of the site that you want. If it's one of the apps that they offer, like Primer, or they also have a coding app, those will keep track of your progress. The one thing that I do want to point out that you would need a library card for, which is linked on the PRC site, is the Testing and Education Center. That is, you do have to sign in with your library card, but that offers standardized test prep for students. It also has a resume builder and a lot of career assistance tools. And the reason we really like that is that has free copies of the study guides and then actual practice tests for everything from those AP tests that high school students are taking to the college entrance exams, do the nursing school exams, and even things like accounting or the social services exam if you're going to be working for, like, the post office. So all of those are tests that you can take for free through the links on our PRC site.
Information came to our newsroom that you were giving away free promotional gifts at the library to celebrate the Professional Resource Center. Are you out of those? Are they still available? What's the status on that?
I think we do have a few left. Yep, it's some coffee to kind of help you get that buzz going so you can, can jump online and check it out.
Oh, that's always a good thing. Well, a lot of people like coffee, so that would be an enticing gift to be able to come in and get. And folks would need to come into the library for that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So just a couple more questions, because you mentioned this before. I'll just mention it again. This program, it's presented in collaboration with Grow with Google. And it's also made possible, as you mentioned before, from the American Library Association and Public Library Association, and part of the library's Lead with Digital Skills initiative. So let me ask you about the American Library Association and the Public Library Association. Why is it important for you to be a part of those, or is it required as a library to be a part of those?
It is not required for you to be a part of them, and a lot of our staff members here, and I think at most libraries around the country, become members individually of a lot of these organizations. And it's so important, not just for the sense of community, to be able to go to these conferences and learn from each other and learn from the speakers that they can bring in, but because you can then partner with these national and regional organizations to sponsor initiatives like this. You know, these all take resources, and often that's hard to sort of spring. You know, when they come up, we certainly didn't anticipate, you know, working from home for a couple of months as a staff, but we were able to adjust, and then we saw the need for other folks who are starting to really have to rely on the computer for their business, for school. So being able to have partnerships with these national organizations like this lets us adapt.
These organizations, do they help libraries stay relevant, I guess, is the best way that I can think of saying it, because books are great and books are fabulous to have on hand. And then when we went to electronic books, I know there was a concern, generally speaking, that there was the curiosity if people would let go of the books, you know, the physical books in hand and just go electronic. But it doesn't seem to have happened. It seems that people still would like some books in their hands.
Correct. And I think these national organizations help push that libraries are there as a community resource, and it's all about literacy and education, not just in terms of reading on the page, but literacy in a more broad sense. If I can mention another program through the state of Pennsylvania, which is called PA Forward, which we are a member of, and we are a Gold Star library in that program, they lay out that there's actually five areas of literacy. So there's, you know, basic literacy, reading and things like that, but then information literacy, which covers what we're doing here. So having job skills, having skills to use online resources and technology, and then things like social literacy, to become an engaged citizen, health literacy, knowing how to research health stuff accurately, and then financial literacy. So we do try to gear all of our programmings to fit all five of those aspects.
And if I could ask one more section of your library or ask about it, is your kids and your events that you've held for many years at the library, what are you doing now with those, and do you anticipate any return back to the library for the kids?
So right now we're doing lots of digital programming. So Tiffany Harkelrode, our youth services librarian, who has also been absolutely instrumental in getting the PRC off the ground, she is doing online story times and online programming and interactive activities. We also every week have make and take bags set up outside the library with different crafts and activities that you can pick up and complete at home that are themed to each week of summer reading. So right now we are really trying to do stuff that's either safe from a social distance perspective or that's easy for you to pick up and do on your own time. And we hope that depending on the shape of things as we continue to monitor the virus, that eventually we will return to in-person programming.
And are people joining you for any of your online activities? And I say that not just meaning kids. I mean, anything. Do you have any kind of data that shows people are continuing to join you online?
They are, yeah. So we do get analytics through Facebook and through YouTube, the various sites that we're hosting these on. And we do get lots of views. And what's actually been nice is since those then tend to still exist out in cyberspace, people who maybe can't tune in live can still come back and view that. I know one problem sometimes that we have with scheduling programs here, myself, I'm primarily the genealogy librarian for our reference department, is finding a day of the week and a time that you can host an in-person class and hope that people can fit it into their schedule. So with this, there's so much more flexibility to catch people who normally can't attend because of their work schedule or family commitments. So we definitely are getting views at all times of day, continuing past, you know, the live time that we had that program on, and then through people sharing it on their page, it's reaching an even wider audience of people in their extended family and outside the community.
It's interesting. When I've posted things online, you seem to pick up a lot more views posted. Is that the right word to put out there? But once you post it, then it seems like a lot more people are able to jump on board because they're jumping on board on their time. And that's what I like about your professional resource center. Anybody can use it at their leisure because it's online.
Yeah.
Margaret, I know we're running out of time very quickly, so I will let you go so you can get on with your day. But I just wanted to ask you your final thoughts since we're talking about the professional resource center with the Butler Library. And you know what? I guess I should ask this before I ask your final thoughts. Is this only through the Butler Library? I know there's the network of libraries within Butler County, but is this professional resources just through Butler?
Correct. So this is an initiative just through our location at the Butler Area Public Library.
All right. Margaret, I'm going to ask you your final thoughts. What would you like to share with us? What would you like to leave with us before I let you go?
I would just like to encourage everyone to check the site out and see the skills that we've got available. And then we do have a link to contact us via email. And we certainly welcome your thoughts on what we can do to offer programs in the future. You know, if there's a certain subject that you think would be really helpful, let us know and maybe we can develop it into a program.
Margaret Hewitt, Butler Library. Of course, the Professional Resource Center is now underway. You can get online at butlerlibrary.info/PRC, and you can get the material there. Margaret, thank you so much for joining me. We appreciate it. I know you all are hardworking individuals keeping that library very relevant, and you are because it's very popular. A lot of people like to go and enjoy the space. And hopefully soon we'll be back to whatever normal would be, and we'll get to see you soon. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you so much.